Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are learning the halachos of Shehiya. Until now, we were discussing making a blech on a stovetop, or if you have a hot plate that needs a blech, or if you have a crock pot that goes on a flat surface like a hot plate. So then, all those cases, you could put on a blech, a piece of metal, or a few layers of silver foil. That would be called garfakatim. The shaila is, if you have an oven, how do you make an oven garfakatim? You want to put food in before Shabbos into the oven, and leave it there for Friday night. Where's your garf hakatam? The halacha is that in order to do shehiya, you have to do garf hakatam. So where is your garf hakatam on your oven? So Rav Moshe Feinstein at Tshuva says that if you want to put something in the oven with shehiya, the only way to make a blech is by putting in an insert. You have this metal box that you put into the oven, and you put the food into that insert, and that will be the blech. Because he holds it's not enough to cover, let's say, a piece of silver on the bottom over where the fire comes down the bottom. Because the way an oven works is with a thermostat. And putting a blech there will never make the heat inside the oven go down, because it'll just have to keep it to a certain level, to a certain degree, because it has a thermostat. So maybe it went right when you put it down, but lemaisa, as it sits in the oven, it'll make sure it gets hotter to the regular it says, whatever you set it at, because it has a thermostat. Therefore, putting a piece of metal or silver on the bottom will not be enough of a blech. You need an insert. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. The Shevet Alevi has a tzad that maybe it would help to put a piece of silver on the bottom, because the Shevet Alevi is going with those shitas to hold that the reason for the blech is outside hecker, and that will be enough of a hecker. But we go with the Ikar reason is it has to be mayit in the heat in order to have Mesiach Das. You have to mayit in the heat, and this doesn't help putting a piece of silver on the bottom. So what is the Eitzah with the oven? Rav Moshe says you have to use an insert. L'maisa, the Minig Olam is, by plenty of people, that Friday night they put the food in before Shabbos in the oven, and they usually put on a timer, it goes off, and they leave the food on Shabbos with the fire on without doing any garf hakatam. So what's the pshat in the Minig Olam why people keep stuff in the oven without doing any gruf haktum, without doing any blech? So kanira, the reason that we're makel, and that's all the place can come out, is because really they're going like the shita of the Ramah holds with pasen like Hananya. And Hananya holds that when something is more than half cooked, then the halacha is you don't need fashiya garf hakatam. Of course, you cannot do chazar in the oven. Chas v'shalom, you can't do chazar, you can't put anything back into the oven because you don't have any garf hakatam. But here, we're being soymich on the ikka shita that holds, like Hananya, that holds that after it's half cooked, you don't need shehiya. That's why we allow you to keep it in the oven. We always mach me'al miyais type. So buy a stovetop where it's easy to make a blech, we do that. But here, we don't have these inserts. And therefore, since we can't do anything else, so therefore, and it's easy for us to keep in the oven, we want to keep a blech on, it makes the whole kitchen hot, for whatever reason. Therefore, when we make on the Ikar Adin, that's number one. And number two is, I heard a svar from Rabbi Felder, that most of the foods put into the tanner are mistamik v'raloi. And like we explained, the Fidur Rabbanon, everyone agrees that's mistamik v'raloi. If the food is going bad, so then it's pasha that you don't need to have a blech. Now think about it, what do you put in the oven? You put in the oven the chicken, the kugel, some people put in the soup. So these things are all mitstamek virali, they're all getting worse. I can tell me kugel is like an overnight kugel, it tastes better. Overnight kugel is only if you put it in overnight with some water under it. But whatever you put in the oven Friday night, you're not putting with water under it, and it's definitely not getting better in the oven. Just keeping it warm, really, and if anything, it's getting worse, it's getting more dried out. And therefore, since it's a stomach virali, so that also most of the stuff is stomach virali, it's another reason why you could be makel. We just want to speak out that it comes to the ovens, putting things in the oven, since the oven works with a thermostat, some say you should not open the oven, take anything out while the oven's off, because it might cause it to go on. So you have to wait till it goes on and then take out the food. But others say that since it's only a suffix, so it's similar to a refrigerator, it's only a suffix psik ratio, and therefore you can make or take something out. So l'chatchila, if you want to take something out of the oven that's not on a Shabbos mode, that doesn't have a special Shabbos mode for this, so you should make sure the oven's on before you take anything out. Now, if you can't do that, you have to take food right now. So just open up the oven door with a shinui. You can open up, let's say, with a towel or something like that. You know, have a towel on the handle there and pull the towel. That's just open it up, and that will be a shinui. And that way you could do it with a shinui and then close it with a shinui. And this way, it won't be such a big problem for the shaila of making air go in to make it go on. So just to recap. L'maisa, the Minig Olam is to keep stuff in the oven, even though it's not garf hakatam, either because of stomach Hananya or because of stomach Raloi. But avada, since it's not garf hakatam, you cannot do chazar, which you talk about when we do chazar, you cannot do chazar into the oven because it's not garf hakatam. But to do shia, the Minig Olam is to be makel.